Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This coming Christmas, make sure that your shopping dollars matter and that you support retailers that acknowledge Christmas and that you tell retailers that want to take your money but pretend like Christmas doesn't even exist what you think. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom, about the naughty and nice retail list for 2019. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is our 17th year for what we have called the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and that has a couple of components. It's designed to provide education, and we have educational resources at lc.org/Christmas to let people know how to communicate with school boards, cities, counties, government entities, and even senior living centers that want to censor Christmas. Sometimes they do it intentionally, sometimes they think they have to, sometimes they get a demand letter, and there's lots of educational information there. But we also litigate where necessary to make sure that the real reason for the season, Christian viewpoints, religious viewpoints, the real reason for the season is not censored. But we also, Matt, started sometime shortly after we launched this 17 years ago, the Naughty and Nice List, and it's for the private retail market. We don't provide litigation there because they're private. But what can you do? You can vote with your shopping dollars. And so we launched the Naughty and Nice List. The Naughty List are those retailers that intentionally censor Christmas while profiting off of the holiday. And the others are those that recognize common sense reality that, in fact, it is Christmas, that a Christmas tree actually is, oh my goodness, it's called a Christmas tree. Something just common sense. And so we provide that on our website, lc.org/Christmas, for people to make these shopping decisions.
And in the last 17 years, over the last 17 years of the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign with the Naughty and Nice List, we have seen tremendous results from the first year. The Naughty List was pretty lengthy. The Nice List was short. And that has become inverted. Many organizations or companies that had censored Christmas in the name of political correctness and inclusion had excluding the reason for the season. Many of those companies have seen the light, so to speak, and have now made the Nice List and are once again recognizing the reason for the season.
And let's talk about some of the ways they would censor that. You know, they would say perhaps it's holiday trees, it's holiday merchandise, happy holidays when you buy something. You can see that in their advertisements when you walk into the store. The difference between that and whether they recognize it's Christ Mass, Christmas, and they were able to say Merry Christmas.
And just make common sense references
trees,
to a Christmas tree.
Christmas merchandise, you know.
Yeah, I think the most clear example is when they refer to a Christmas tree by something other than its name.
Like a winter solstice or a holiday tree.
We have our holiday trees.
Yeah.
Well, what holiday is it for? Thanksgiving?
Right.
No, I've never associated that with Thanksgiving. New Year's? No, it's not a New Year's. 4th of July? Nope. St. Patrick's Day? Mm-mm. Valentine's Day? No way. What about Independence Day? No. Veterans Day? No. I don't ever recall putting
Kwanzaa?
Up trees.
Do we have a Kwanzaa tree? No, we
Valentine
don't.
Valentine tree? No.
Hanukkah? No. Nothing like that. So what day is it? President's Day? No, it's not for President's Day either. Oh my goodness, there's only one holiday left.
Yeah.
And what is that? It's called Christmas.
We're celebrating the birth of Christ.
And when you change the name intentionally, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it? They're intentionally censoring Christmas from the name on a tree that has no other time frame in our 365-day calendar.
Right.
Than the month of December for Christmas.
It's like you're having a birthday, Matt, and we have a party, but we don't say anything about Matt or happy birthday to Matt or recognize Matt, but we just have a party. But it happens to be your birthday.
Well, and you know, we had, when we first started this on the Naughty and Nice List, there was a company that sent out a catalog, and it sent out catalogs every year. And the catalog had three sections. One section was all the things for Hanukkah, all the different dreidels, everything else, you know, the menorah, you can buy all of that. The other section was for holidays, and that's your Christmas tree lights, your wreaths, everything regarding Christmas. But they didn't use the word Christmas. Everything was holidays. And the third one was Kwanzaa, and of course they used Kwanzaa. Mm. So they had three sections. They referred to the other two sections by their name, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And then when they got to Christmas, no word of Christmas at all in any of their marketing. That becomes very clear what they're doing. And, you know, for example, JC Crew Outfitters is on here and the naughty list. It's never, ever, ever been on the nice side. It's J. Crew Outfitters. They have not only no reference to Christmas or any elements within the product associations and advertisements, they have holiday, but also and I don't know if it's this year, but they have frequently in their manufacturing shop in Virginia, they have a sign inside for the employees, and it's a countdown until what? December 25th. And it's not a countdown until Christmas, so it tells them in terms of their urgency to get their clothes made and put out on the market for sale, they have 10 days to the 25th. How have you ever heard that before? We've got five more days to the 25th.
And what's the significance of that?
Yeah. One day to the 25th. Now, it's not one day to Christmas. It's one day to the 25th. Then J. Crew Outfitters and others have had, not after Christmas sales.
Oh, no.
Guess what they've had?
After December the 25th sales.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, come on, people.
And what's ironic to me is J. Crew Outfitters, their corporate headquarters are right there in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Really?
Where Liberty University is. The town that Jerry Falwell built, you know? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, so what we did was we created the Naughty and Nice List so that people could make decisions. And this is only on Christmas, by the way. There may be other issues that you want to consider about whether you're going to patronize a store. There's other issues outside of this. We didn't include those because we're just focused on this one issue. So it may be something is on the nice list, but for other reasons, you decide I'm not going to patronize that because of other reasons.
Right, they might contribute to
another
organization.
We're not focused on that on this list. We're only focused on Christmas. And so when we started this, we had a long list of naughty companies and a shorter list of nice companies. And the good news is that has not only reversed, but it's substantially more nice companies than naughty companies. So it's right there on the website, lc.org.
Your voice makes a difference.
/Christmas.
Evidence.
Yeah. And bingo, Holly, that's it. It's not because Liberty Council is doing this. Yes,
right.
We're kind of on the front line and maybe the catalyst. It's because patrons, shoppers, Christians are getting out and letting these companies on the naughty list know, hey, listen, just wanted you to know, since you're going to censor Christmas, we're going to take our business elsewhere, and going to the companies on the nice list and say, you're getting we're going to be your customer this year because we appreciate you recognizing Christmas.
And those on the naughty list, you know, you can politely contact. It's corporate decisions that are made. Contact them and say, you know what, I would really appreciate, this is about Christ's birth that we're celebrating, that you would acknowledge them because we're not shopping with your company because of that.
Right. And that's what makes a difference. And that's what made this sea change.
Right.
Because if you just make a decision based upon this, but you don't let anybody know that you've made the decision, for example, you patronize a store that's on the nice list and choose not to patronize a store on the naughty list, and you always have choices, but you don't let them know, then no one will ever know. So when you're shopping, for example, if you're out in a mall or in a store and they're playing Christmas music, give a nice compliment to the person at the checkout counter. Give a nice compliment, even though it sounds silly. I know it sounds silly because, hey, thank you for acknowledging Christmas because you actually have Christmas trees. The person without the history might look at you and say, what? Yeah, obviously the Christmas trees. But that's how silly it became. So give them, and on the other hand, be nice to the others that are naughty. So you have to be nice to the naughty ones. And tell them why you're not going to patronize them. Some of these stores that are on here are no longer in existence. They were on the naughty list. They're out of business.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack is one, yeah. So they had other issues going on besides this failed, flawed decision. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas, and you can go to the lc.org website to sign up for our emails and our newsletters right there on the subscribe tab.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.